Making sure you start the day informed. This is the Andrew Carter Morning Show, CJAD 800.
Chris Ross is with the Montreal Fire Department, and he's on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, Andrew. How are you doing?
Well, I'm okay. I mean, it's very upsetting, this story about the fire in Old Montreal, the old building, in on Thursday, and then we find out that there are, were initially seven people missing, found a body over the weekend, now six people still missing. What can you tell me about how quickly this fire raged, that and how difficult it is to get in and try to help people get out when a fire is burning like this?
Well, I think this was quite a difficult fire, you know, one of those ones that's probably going to mark the career of quite a few of my members. We have a relatively quick response time, and as I like to say, and I heard you talk about the importance of a smoke detector, you know, now that we have smoke detectors, fire alarms, and cell phones, it's quite rare that we pull up on a fire of such an intensity. And, you know, my understanding from speaking to some of the members that were first on scene is that they showed up and people were just jumping out of the windows, and the fire had already reached an advanced stage of spread within the building and was blowing out many of the doors and windows.
So why would it spread that fast? Is that the nature of the construction of an old building like that?
Well, definitely the older the building is, the more problems you've seen over the years with renovations. I mean, you go back, way back. I mean, they didn't have indoor plumbing. They didn't have toilets. A lot of that stuff is added over the years that brings in, you know, piercing holes in the ceilings, the floors, maybe changing some of the divisions on the interior of the building. And over 100 and some odd years, how many people have done that? And have they all done it with building permits? Has it all been done up to code? Mm-hmm. And that code that it has changed over the years, you know, we learn from fires. We modify the building code. We make it safer for people, but those changes aren't retroactive. So the older the building is, the more problems it's going to have. And then when you find those holes in the floors and the ceilings, that's what allows for rapid fire spread from one room to another, one floor to another, and it just goes from one end of the building to another.
Chris Ross is president of the Montreal Firefighters Association. We're told that a couple of the missing had called 911 a couple of times and said, look, we can't get out. There's no windows here. We can't get out. Is that normal for there to be no windows in an apartment?
Definitely not. I mean, if you look at what the building code requires now, you can't be in a bedroom that doesn't have a second means of egress. So, I mean, even if that second means of ingress is a window, the building code requires a certain dimension, and that window has to open. You have to be able to get out of it. But, I mean, many, many years ago, that didn't exist. But, I mean, today, I would not find that acceptable myself, staying in a hotel or anywhere with a bedroom that didn't have a second way of getting out. So that is definitely disturbing and something I'm sure that the investigation is going to bring to light. And hopefully, once again, you know, we'll learn from this and we'll make things safer for everyone else.
What do we know about how the fire started?
At this point, we really know nothing. And I mean, that's quite normal in the beginning of an incident like this. You know, it takes a certain amount of time for investigators to get in there. They usually start with fire department arson investigators. And then if we believe it's criminal or there might have been loss of life, it gets transferred over to the SPVM. Obviously, at this point in time, it's been transferred immediately to the SPVM because we haven't been able to have access to the building, which is another particularity that we're dealing with in Old Montreal. Normally, we can get into the building during the firefighting scene and, you know, get the fire out. And in this sense, I don't believe my members ever were able to make it into the building, and they always had to combat that fire from outside. So where we are now is we have a very old building that's been strongly affected by an intense fire. It's not safe for anyone to go inside and start moving those debris in order to find out, one, what the cause of the fire might have been, and secondly, you know, how do we pay respect to those families and get those victims home as soon as possible. In order to do that, we have to make sure it's safe for ourselves, and that's something that's going to take a couple of days, I would assume.
Okay, now bring us to our own homes. What should we know about fire smoke detectors?
Well, the number one thing is a smoke detector. It saves lives. In any fire that we go where someone passes away, you usually can track that down to there being no working smoke detector. So, I mean, I always encourage people at least one smoke detector per floor. As a firefighter, I have them on every floor and I have them in every bedroom. So, I mean, if you're shutting a door, you should consider that the smoke on the other side is not going to come through the door until a very long time to set the detector off. So if you sleep with the door shut, if your children sleep with the door shut, I put smoke detectors in every room. I ensure that they're linked to each other and I ensure they have a lithium-ion battery that lasts at least 10 years, so you don't have to worry about them dying, you don't have to worry about changing that battery twice a year, and you don't have to worry about somebody taking the battery out to use for a remote control or some other use in the house.
So should you test them? Like, how do you test them? Just put up a burn a piece of paper up to them, or what do you do?
They have test buttons on them. So, yeah. I mean, what we always try to recommend to people is when you change your clock in the fall and the spring, it's a great time to test your smoke detector. And even if it works, I would encourage you take the battery out and you put a new battery in twice a year. It's a $4 investment that can save your life. And I can guarantee you it'll save that little annoyance that when it does go low battery, I don't know if it's like that for everyone else, but it'll go low battery usually at 2 o'clock in the morning when you're sleeping. So wait for that. Change it beforehand.
Yeah, it only happens in the middle of the night for some reason.
Exactly. I think that's Murphy's Law.
Yeah. Chris, thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it.
Take care, Andrew.
Chris Ross is...